They asked me if I could give a glimpse into the past of what it used to be like. But I'll tell you what, it's just about as good right now as I've ever seen it. Praise God. I'm not old, but I am older. I expected to get older, but I just didn't know it'd come as quick. But I want to tell you what I have experienced and seen in this fire conference gives me hope that that glorious power is coming again to the church. I was reading this week in verse of scripture that everybody here, I'm sure, knows. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ the same. When? Come on here. When? And? And? You know, I've thought this week, we don't have any problem thinking about what God done yesteryear and how the power of God came. And we don't have much trouble about the future. But what our problem is right now, today. But I want to tell you, the same God that did miracles in the 40s and 50s is still working miracles now. I was reading recently. I'll try not to take over 2 hours. I was reading recently in a book entitled Modern Miracles, and on page 63, he said this: it is apostolic men that make an apostolic age. We are forever thinking to turn back the shadow certain degrees upon the dial, to bring again the age of miracles, forgetting that he who is without variableness or shadow of turning has said, if thou canst believe. You believe that? Not if you were born in a certain country or born in a certain time frame. Amen. But if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Praise God. Amen. He went on to say on this page 63, he said, when by the stress of violent persecution or by sore test, trial, reproach, and rejection by the world, the old faith is revived, then we catch glimpses once more of the apostolic age. Amen. I'm an older man, and I've come up through the years of those great years of the 40s and 50s and the great tent revivals. There were some great men in those years. I have to say, sorry to say, that some of those did not stay true and faithful to what God had called them to do. But there was a time in their life and ministry where they certainly had a touch of God. Amen. There was Raymond T. Ritchie. There was Tommy Hicks. There was Oral Roberts in the early years. There was T.L. Osborne. There was the Dowds that gone on to glory. Amen. There was A. Allen. There was W.V. Grant Sr. And then there was Jack Cole. Amen. I came along during the great revivals of the 40s and 50s. Amen. When tremendous tent revivals and citywide campaigns. I don't know how many is here tonight, but they told me last night they had 5,800 cheers out. I don't know how many is out tonight. But in those years, they had tent revivals. And those tent revivals had 40,000 people in each service. I can't imagine. Come on here. Amen. We look over this crowd and say, thank God. And I'm grateful that for these young people that are catching the glimpse and the fire of God burning in them. Amen. In those years, I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but in those years, there was no such a thing as a rest night. There was revival every night of the year. No time off. Come on here. When it started and went continuously in those years. Amen. Some folks these days, if they have a revival for 5 or 6 nights, But in those years, they were so hungry for a move of God. They wanted church every night. Praise God. I feel like we're about to reach that point again. Hallelujah. Amen. We sang courses in those years. I thought, amen, this meeting this week has been so wonderful. Amen. Sang courses. Amen. We sang courses in those years. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain. Send down the Holy Ghost rain. Amen. Come on here. They sang until the power came down. They didn't just sing it a time or two, but they sang until the glory from another world. Praise God. Amen. But help me, I'll probably be in trouble. The Cruzomatics come along. Amen. And they sang courses, and we holiness folks kind of backed up, and we went back to the old hymnal, which is good, and we still sing hymnal songs. But there's something about those courses. Amen. When our spirit reaches out into that eternal world and the glory of God comes down. Amen. I've seen folks get saved during a song service. Praise God. Miracles every service. Amen. And the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Now, don't fall out with me here. Sister Savage was brought up in her teenage years and under the ministry of Jack Coe. It doesn't matter to me whether you like him or didn't like him. It just didn't matter. Amen. But I want to tell you, God performed mighty miracles in those years. Amen. And miracles, every service was miracles. There was one lady by the name of Jackie. Are y'all listening to me? There was one lady by the name of Jackie Rhodes. I've got her little booklet at home of her testimony. Amen. She was healed of a disease in those years. It's called scleroderma. Amen. It's where the second layer of the skin, amen, becomes petrified and attached to the bone. Amen. And eventually you die. She was on a stretcher, and she is from Arkansas. Anybody from Arkansas here? Yeah. And she was from Arkansas, and the doctors told her she was going to die. And they heard about the tent meeting going on in Little Rock. And they asked her doctor, said, would it be all right if we took her to that tent meeting? And the doctor said, she's not going to live anyhow. Just take her. They brought her in on a stretcher. Brother Jack Coe laid his hands on her on that stretcher. The power of God came down and touched Jackie Rhodes' body and healed her. Y'all stay with me. Praise God. She got up, amen, and started to walk. She couldn't walk very far because she hadn't eaten in I don't know how long. And they started to put her back down on a cot. And Brother Coe said, we just got her up. Don't put her back on there. Praise God. Amen. God gloriously healed Jackie Rhodes. Totally healed her body. And she worked in the office there in Dallas, Texas for a number of years. I want to tell you, God's still performing miracles now. In those years, there was only 3 cases of scleroderma known to medical science. Amen. Jackie Rhodes was one. She got healed. Amen. One died. And there was another young lady in Little Rock, Arkansas, North Little Rock. She came to our tent meeting there in North Little Rock. And God healed her as a young lady. If God can do that, then do you think God has changed? He's still the same today, just like he was then. Hallelujah. I have seen blinded eyes open. Praise God. Amen. A lady came in the prayer line one night, blind, could not see. Amen. And we prayed for her. Glory to God. And I said, what do you see? Are y'all still here? She said, I see a yellow necktie. I had a yellow necktie on. Praise God. I want to tell you, God's still the same now. I'm feeling better right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All types of healings and miracles. Amen. One lady, she was had a back injury. She could not stand by herself without some help. And Brother Cole laid his hands on her and prayed, and he said, now, bend over and touch your toes. She said, I can't. He said, in the name of Jesus, bend over and touch your toes. Praise God. She did. And the power of God came on her. She left off of that great God. Come on here. She left off of there, bending over, touching her toes, and shout a while and bend over and touch her toes. Amen. And left with the glory of God. I want to, great God, the Holy Ghost is in this place here tonight. I'm sure that a lot of you brethren remember hearing, amen, about the woman who came with, amen, in the prayer line one night. She had a huge tumor in her stomach. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Can I just take a couple more minutes here? Amen. Amen. And she came up. Oh, this will get you. Praise God. She came up in the prayer line, and amen, Brother Cole saw her, and he said, send her on back further. He said, I ain't ready to pray for her yet. And after a while, she did get in up to where he was. And he said, the Holy Ghost said, hit her in the stomach. He said, God, I'll kill her. Amen. Help me here now. Amen. And God said again, hit her in the stomach with all of you power. He finally, after the third time, drew back his fist and hit her in the stomach. Amen. She fell over, and he said, dear God, I've killed her. And the Lord said, hit her again, laying out on the floor. He hit her again, and she came up healed. Amen. Glory to God. I want to tell you, God's still alive. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. I want to tell you, there were charlatans in those years just like there are now. The only explanation I can give you is what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. He said, I know that there are some that preach for gain, but nevertheless, I'm glad that Jesus is being preached. Come on here. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of those men of those years did not last. Amen. Because, come on, y'all stay with me here. They wanted praise and glory for themselves. They thought it was them. Help me here. And as a result, God began to withdraw his power and his blessings of those years. Amen. Until, oh, help me, I'm in trouble here tonight. Amen. We wondered what happened. Amen. It was because man wanted the glory. And God said, I'm a jealous God. The glory belongs to the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. And as a result, God began to withdraw his power and his blessings. Amen. For a period of time. Then came what I call, amen, the rebellious 60s. Amen. The permissive 70s. The godless 80s. The apostate 90s. Amen. And then a new century comes. Come on here. I was down in my little cubbyhole in the office downstairs in my home praying, amen. Ooh, I'm feeling something coming here. Amen. And I was saying, God, will you ever do it again like you did before? Will we see miracles again? Hey, 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 amen. And the Holy Ghost came in that little cubbyhole of an office. And God said, woo, God said, sanctify yourself and tell my people to sanctify themselves, for I will visit my people one more time. Can I tell you, it has begun. I said, it has begun. Woo! I felt like the Holy Ghost said it'll not come as it did in the 40s and 50s. In great tent meetings as it was where men, come on here, come on here. But the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart that it would return to the local churches. Hallelujah. That's what you are. You're from local churches. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost said, I will one more time bless my people. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. None in great meetings of those years, but it come, it's coming. It is in the process of coming to the local churches for those that are hungry for holiness. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be afraid to trust God. Hallelujah. Brother Gabbard gave us a little inspiration last night about what God's got in store for us now. But I'm telling you, amen. I was in a meeting in Oklahoma, Brother Linda Birdsong's church. Amen. On Sunday night, praise God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Power of God fell in that place. There was a lady by the name of Sister White. She's Assembly of God woman. Amen. She had had cancer. They gave her treatments. Amen. She was hemorrhaging. Amen. Come on here. And that night, I believe it's L.D. Moore's daughter brought her to the meeting. Praise God. I'm feeling the Spirit of the Lord here. Amen. Amen. And I said, Brother Birdsong, the Holy Ghost said for you to pray for her. Praise God. He laid hands on her. She had been hemorrhaging that day. Amen. He laid hands on her and the power of God came down. Healed her body. Amen. She went back to the doctor. I got the testimony at home. She went back to the doctor and they examined her. Amen. Come on here. Amen. With x-rays and tests and said, we can see where there was something, but it's no longer there. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Brother, can I have just how many of you give me 5 more minutes? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I got plenty of time. Camp meeting, Russellville, Arkansas. Amen. Brother Harvey Moore's young girl. She might be in this meeting here tonight. She was last year. Amen. She had thyroid trouble. Doctor said she would have to have medication for the rest of her life. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The power of God fell in the Russellville camp meeting that night. Amen. Are y'all still with me? There was a young girl, young lady there. I don't know, in her early 20s maybe. She had broke her foot. Some of y'all might have been there. Amen. She broke her foot and was in a cast. Amen. And glory to God. And while the power of God was falling, she came and got prayer. Amen. She reached down and took the cast off. Amen. Shouted for a while. Came back to the next service the next day wearing high heels. Healed by the power of God. Don't tell me God's gone or dead. He's alive. I said, he's alive. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Little Anna told her mother the next day or two, said, Mama, amen, God healed me last night. Amen. At the camp meeting, said, amen, I don't want to take medication anymore. Amen. She said, well, you'll have to talk to Daddy about that when he gets home from work. Amen. Her daddy came in. Amen. And Mama told him what Anna has said. Amen. He said, now, if God's healed you, come on here. If God's healed you, let the doctors tell it. Amen. They took her back to the doctor the next day, did all the tests and the blood work, and the doctor said she has no thyroid trouble. She don't have to take medication anymore. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Ah, amen. A lot of y'all know that I took, amen, several tours as host to Israel, 10 different times. Amen. One of the latter times, I don't remember if it was the last time or time before last, that I had taken a trip on the way back 35,000 feet in the air on the way home. Amen. Brother Bond got sick, real sick. Amen. And he got up to go to the restroom 35,000 feet in the air. Amen. Passed out in the middle aisle in the floor. Praise God. No doctors and no nurses on board. Brother Clifton Gallagher, praise God. Amen. Got right down a straddle of him in the aisle. Amen. Started praying. The power of the Holy Ghost came on him. And he went to speaking in tongues in his praying. Glory to God. God healed Brother Bond 35,000 feet in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the stewardess on that airplane saw what happened. She was an Egyptian girl. And she came to Brother Gallagher. And she said, Brother, sir, there's something about this crowd that we've never seen before. Praise God. She said, where did you learn Arabic? Praise God. Amen. Brother Clifton, you know Brother Clifton Gallagher. He said, ma'am, I can't even hardly speak good English. Praise God. She said, you spoke perfect Arabic. And you said, Jesus, my Savior, heal him. Glory to God. Woo! It's still real. The stewardess had tears running down her cheeks. She had witnessed a miracle. Amen. Oh, God. Something's getting ready to break out in this meeting here tonight. God said, sanctify yourself. Tell my people to sanctify themselves, for I will visit my people again. I gotta quit. There's a song. I'm not a singer. Amen. I hunger for holiness, the image of Christ in me. I'll never be the same since I've been to Calvary. I want to be crucified, that his name will be glorified. I hunger for righteousness. I hunger for holiness. Boy, my soul's been blessed in this meeting. I have witnessed what God said he would do in these last days. Don't be afraid to trust God.